Social media has changed so much for local businesses, how they find new customers, how they shape their brand, even how they promote upcoming sales. But what happens when it turns on them, when Facebook becomes a threat to their survival? GLT's Ryan Denham looks into one recent example here in Bloomington Normal when a Facebook post was the spark that sent a young mother to jail.
No, you can't get arrested for lying about other people on Facebook. If that were the case, we'd need a lot more jails. But if you lie about something really serious, like child abuse, and then lie about it again to police and child protective services, then you've got a problem. That's allegedly what happened last week when 31-year-old Trisha Donius was arrested. She's charged with filing a false report with the Department of Children and Family Services and obstruction of justice. Here's Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner on how it all began one Sunday in late August when Donius allegedly posted on Facebook a photo of a child who she said was abused by staff at the Shining Star Learning Center, a daycare in Normal.
We became aware of a social media post. It was reported to us. So once we were made aware of that, our detectives looked at that social media post and realized that that was something that certainly needed to be reported. It would be a mandatory reporter situation if it was a caregiver. So they then reached out to the individual that made the post. And so then started the investigation based on those statements.
Police say Donius stuck by her story that someone at Shining Star abused the child. Police say that's false and that she knew it. Jill Waller is executive director at Shining Star Daycare. She says the past 2 weeks have been traumatic and very frustrating. She appreciates Normal Police for exonerating her business so publicly after the arrest was made, but it was hard for Waller and her staff to keep quiet for more than a week before Donius was arrested. She says they knew the alleged abuse didn't happen at their daycare, but they couldn't say so publicly.
From an outside perspective looking in, it probably looked like we just weren't stating what was going on, but yet we felt we needed to be cooperative with authorities who were completing the investigation. And then once a formal arrest was made, then we were able to say our side of what was happening.
Then last Wednesday, more than a week after the original Facebook post, Donius was arrested. Here's Jill Waller.
It was a huge relief. From the day after the post was made, we had five staff who were under close monitoring supervision from DCFS. And even though we knew they were innocent, we still had to follow procedures from DCFS. And so it was a very much a relief to all of us to know that that was the end of that part. You know, the end is not over because there are complications now because of the post that had been out there about our business. But we will get through that, and we can move on from there.
So what was put on Facebook exactly, and when?
I believe the date was August 27th. It was a Sunday evening. A former mother from our daycare put a post including pictures of physical abuse that had taken place with two of her children, and she was accusing the staff at the daycare for the abuse. And it just went crazy then on Monday the 28th. I believe there were over 500 shares of that post, and everybody believed it. You know, you can't believe what's on Facebook. You have to really know your facts. But first impulse, everybody believes what they read. And so from that point on, we had a lot of people doubting the care that we were giving their children at the daycare.
So how does that play out Monday? Are you getting phone calls? Are you getting visits from people, concerned parents?
On Monday, we had numerous calls from parents, former parents, former staff, concerned about what they had read. We immediately contacted our licensing representative at DCFS, so she was aware of the situation. The Normal Police Department contacted us. And then a formal investigation began that morning.
Those hundreds of shares on Facebook reached a wider and wider social network in Bloomington Normal, far beyond the borders of Donius's actual network of friends. These days, Facebook settings by default are fairly private, meaning your friends are the only ones who will see most posts from most people. But Nate Carpenter, director of Convergent Media and the Social Media Analytics Command Center at ISU's School of Communication, says that's not necessarily an antidote to something going viral.
You know, as you post, especially if you create some interesting content, you know, people are going to share that. So your friends may share that. And when a friend shares something, your friends' friends start to see something. And it can grow like wildfire from there. You do have to be, you know, cautious about what it is that you share. And again, there are people who are looking for attention. And if they really want attention, they can mark those posts public and make them, you know, able to be shared by anyone.
Waller is eager to put the episode behind her. And she has some advice for other Bloomington Normal small businesses who may face similar threats to their reputation.
It's difficult to hold back and not say what you want to say. But you have to keep it professional. And in our case, we were just following the advice of what the police department and DCFS were suggesting we do. Other businesses may not have that same support that we did, and we greatly appreciate the support we received from both of those agencies. You just have to be careful what you put out there. I know I said that over and over, but you really do need to be careful what is said.
That's Jill Waller, executive director of a Shining Star Learning Center. Before that, it was Nate Carpenter from ISU's School of Communication and Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner. I'm Ryan Denham.
Jessa Daniels, the Normal mother who was arrested last week in the case, faces two Class 4 felony charges. She's due back in court September 15th for an arraignment.